93.7, the River Classic Rock Redefined. More cash coming up, 33 minutes away. Double pay workday continues, 6A to 6P, $1,000 each and every hour, right around the bottom of the hour. Joe is back, and finally, we're all excited to debut Thursday. Each and every Thursday is now a Thursday, spelled F-U-R-S-D-A-Y, because if it's got fur on it, and you can find it at a local animal shelter, we're going to try to get it adopted. And yesterday we learned this too, Joe. You weren't there because you were out. They even get quite a few rabbits.
Oh, yeah. Weirdly, huh?
Yeah. And I told him, I said, hey, you know what? Easter, when Easter comes around, you're damn tootin', we're going to bring some bunnies in here. And if we don't eat them, then we'll, I'm kidding, we'll help you adopt those too. So we're going to have cats, we're going to have bunnies, and we're going to have dogs. And I think we're going to try to break this up pretty evenly because they did. They had some beautiful, beautiful cats in there. And the cats, you know, you walk up. You know how cats are standoffish?
Yeah.
Which is why I've always liked them, because they're so catty.
They're like you.
I do.
They don't really want to be around humans, but they will if they have.
Yeah. Well, you put them in a box away from a home for a while, you walk up to them, and they look at you straight in the eyes like cats do, and they meow. they start begging for you to get them out of there. And this is what's odd. The cats, they've really got the quarters set up for the cats over at the Front Street Shelter. I mean, they live in palatial little cages and houses. They're all indoors and everything. Because cats are, by nature, a lot cleaner than dogs. They're not as sloppy with the water. They're not as rough.
That's absolutely true. You might see a hairball or a chunk of hair here and there, but they technically or typically clean themselves up, and it's, you know,
easier. Dogs are dirtier, but dogs are a little sloppier, I guess I'd say.
Well, right now it's rainy out, it's muddy out, you get stuff on their feet, you know.
Yeah, and they're drooling and they're doing all that.
Absolutely.
So we will showcase cats. But for this week, the first Thursday offering is a young man about 3 years of age. His name is Peter.
Peter.
Peter is a cattle dog. He's part Aussie and something else, but he's pure cattle dog when you look at him. And he's all gray and black, and he's spotted. Beautiful young man. And we walked through there yesterday. And like I say, there's lots of pit bulls, lots of chihuahuas. So when I saw Peter, I stopped. And Peter looked at me.
Aww.
And he jumps up on the cage, and I can see him. He's not barking. He's pretty calm. For an Aussie cattle dog, you know, because they're maniacs. They're 1,000 miles an hour with turbo on them.
That's kind of what Tucker was mixed with.
A little cattle dog, like a herding dog,
I guess, is what they're called, right? Yeah.
And that's what this guy was, but he knew something was up. He knew that he was going to possibly get justice or be on camera. Or he looked into my eyes, and something he saw in me told him he was going to be let out of the cage.
You sure it wasn't fear?
Could have been that.
Yeah.
It could have been fear in his eyes.
I wonder about that.
Yeah, wanted the same. So I kind of hit it off with this guy, and I'm looking at him, and he didn't bark. He sat down, and he just stared at the feet. I'd walk to that side. He'd look. I'd walk to that side. He misses herding. He misses working. So he's the dog we showcased.
I wish I could have been there, man.
You'll get to go. You'll get to go. We had to do it because we wanted to kick it off when you got back.
Yeah.
I was going to be pissed if you didn't come back today. Because this is the whole reason why we did this is for you. You love these shelters.
I tried to come back yesterday, but they wouldn't let me.
I told people that if we looked hard enough, we might find you at a cage down there in quarantine.
I had to drive to the doctor yesterday. You could have found me in a ditch.
Check it out. 93.7theriver.com. You can go to both social pages. Happy Thursday, and you can meet Peter. All right, 3 years old. And we learned this. How do you think they gauge the age of an animal? I didn't know this until we asked yesterday, because all the...
Well, I don't have any idea.
The placards, you know, the little cards on the cage gives you the age and the name and the breed.
I actually don't know that.
That's the first thing I asked, because all the cards had ages. I was like, how do you guys know?
Teeth?
No. Bobby, director of the doggies over there at Front Street Animal Shelter, they ask them. They ask the animals, and the animals, if you bother them long enough, they'll tell you.
I wanted to know the real answer.
That's the real answer.
That's not the real answer.
Yes. They go, come on, boy, just tell me. And oddly enough, they will say their age one time.
Will they?
Yes, they will.
That's the cool part of it all.
Dogs, cats, and rabbits will tell you their age once.
Yeah. Well, the rabbit will do the old...
foot tap.
Yeah.
Yeah, the old Morse code. No, what they do is they look at their teeth. They can tell by their teeth.
Oh, it is their teeth.
The teeth and how old they are, and they can get it pretty damn close.
That's pretty cool. That's cool.
It is. Check it out. The video is waiting. It's about 4 minutes. You can meet Peter. He's the Aussie cattle dog. I'm telling you, if you get this guy out, if you have room, and you give him attention, he is going to be a great dog because he's really, really high-powered, but he really wants the companionship. We're out there. We're doing the video. Squirrel walks by. Bing!
He's
ready to rock and roll. You know, he's been in a cage. He went for a walk earlier yesterday morning, but he was so excited to be out with us and then to see squirrels. This guy is cool. He really, really is cool. And if you get him into a good, calmer, normal, consistent environment, I think he'll really, really settle down. And the cool thing with Thursday is every animal we feature, if the adoption rates aren't highly discounted, they're going to be free. So you can get Peter for free. It's about $88. They're going
to
waive.
They can be a little pricey when you go in there to get them neutered or spayed and get things taken care of.
Vaccinated.
Sounds like this one's a healthy dog. So sometimes they can even be more. So this is a really nice deal for somebody that's looking to add a new family member to the family. And with the kind of dog that dog's talking about here with Peter, good with kids.
Yeah.
You wouldn't think they would be because people will tell you, no, they nip at kids, but that's not really true at all. These dogs are very, very calm and have a great demeanor with children.
He wasn't nippy like a border collie. He wasn't as neurotic as a border collie. He just wants to herd, but he didn't have that nippiness in him that I saw. And he is very, very acclimated to people. You could tell that he spent some time with some people. He's just been locked up, and he's just got all this energy, man. This dude's high-powered.
Oh, yeah.
And he wants to run.
They will drive you crazy. You'll have to get him out of the house or have a yard for him.
Yeah.
Don't you think that nippiness comes from when they were actually working with animals? Like, if this dog was like a sheep herder in his early life or whatever. You know, maybe his mom or dad was doing it. He was being taught by the farmer.
I think that the nippiness
kind of where that comes from. I think
it's part of the breed. It's kind of inherent. They're so, if they're not focused on a job or a task, they get bored. That's when they start hurting the kids and nipping at the kids,
chewing on stuff.
Yeah, they got to be moving.
Yep.
So look at this dog. And here's the other thing: if you go down to the Front Street Animal Shelter, beautiful facility by the way, they're going to pair you up outside so you guys get acclimated. You spend time, you get to meet them. You can't just walk in there and go, hey, I want Peter. They have to make sure that your home's good.
Right.
And that you're a good fit and that there's other animals. So if you have other animals and you adopt, you show up first. You meet Peter. You see if Peter likes you or you like Peter. And then if you have other animals or cats, then they schedule a second visit. You bring those animals down to a point, and then they go from there. And if, in fact, it is a good fit, because here's what they do at the Front Street Animal Shelter. I know people have heard this term, they want the forever home.
Sure.
They don't want this dog coming back.
That's why they treat him so well there. They want to put him in good lifelong homes.
Yeah, there's too many dogs coming in and out of there for them to waste their time just giving you a dog that you're not going to like or isn't going to be a good match. So
when you bring your dogs in there to meet them, too, like for that second visit or whatever, that's always a good thing, and I'll tell you why. It's worked for me in the past too, because they meet in a neutral term, like a neutral ground, so you don't bring that new dog or
to
new
your
cat.
House,
right? And then your current animals feel I'm
empowered,
or less empowered,
You
know, they feel like you're replacing them or something. You know, I'm having a trouble finding words. I'm sorry, I'm all doped up.
Yeah,
but it meets them in the middle there, so that way when you do bring the dog or the cat into your house, they've already
kind
met.
Of a Switzerland.
Yeah, it works a lot better. I promise.
Watch the video. Check it out. Adoption fees completely free. His name is Peter. And here's the thing. You got to get the code. You got to click on the link to get the code before you call up Front Street or go down there. Take the code so everyone there knows exactly which dog it is you want. And here's the other thing. Peter might get adopted between now and next Thursday's offering.
That's true. Yeah.
So
hopefully he does.
Yeah, hopefully he does. So if you want to pick up Peter, if you do like Peter after watching the video, make sure you act on it and click the link to get the code. That way they know who we're talking about. And hurry on it if you want to do this, because he will go quick.
Yeah, these kinds of dogs definitely will go quick.
He's a good-looking dude, so watch the video. It's a Thursday. You can check it out. 93.7theriver.com or both social pages. Here's Doobie Brothers on the River.